from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Joining me today in our Steve Nelson performance space, back for their second visit in celebration of a brand new record out today called Caught in a Dream, the Brothers Reed. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You have flip-flopped from left to right the last time you were here. So to my left, it is Phil. To my right, Aaron. And yep. You have brought help today.
We did. We brought our upright bass player, Mr. TJ Eilers, with us.
Fantastic. You. Hello, welcome. I mentioned the new record is out today. This was another self-funded project.
Correct. Yep.
First single came out about a month ago. You released Nevermind. The record is called Caught in a Dream. Tell me about the project.
So this is Aaron talking. Basically, we did something we have never done before. We took off in the entire month of January and just devoted it to recording. So it was really neat. We got to geek out. We didn't exhaust ourselves playing extra shows or doing anything else on top of it. But we went back to our original roots of understated production. The album's super raw. That's what we wanted to do. We captured, you know, everything acoustically. There's very little electric instruments on it, and then we just mixed it in under 3 days so that we could retain a lot of the rawness that otherwise might get taken out in post-production. And we're super pumped on it, actually. We definitely, hands down, think it's the best stuff we've ever done.
It's been a bit of a journey, right? Because the last record was a bit more band-oriented,
Now
you're just down to literally a trio. In some cases, less than a trio on this record.
Yeah, and in some cases, there is a couple songs with drums, and there is a few songs with cello.
Yeah, that single you've been hearing, Nevermind, has got drums on it.
Yeah, and it's funny, because that's probably the biggest production we've ever done on any record. It just happened to fall on this one. And that just came together so smoothly. That's part of the reason it also became the single, because it was just there.
The Brothers Reed, my guest, live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record out today is called Caught in a Dream. Aaron Reed, Philip Reed, TJ Eilers in the studio today. What do you guys want to play first?
We're going to do this tune off the record called Irish Hymn. It has nothing to do with Ireland or anything hymnal-based, but we just thought it sounded like an Irish hymn, so we went with that.
It's really like a homeless man's conversation with God, if you want to get philosophical about it.
Philosophical.
I don't know why I just whispered that.
It's the Brothers Reed live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Ready, boys?
Ready.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Ask me to be, and here I am, an indistinct whisper without even a chance, an instinct desire to be remembered but can't. Despite all frustrations, I made peace with that. The devil said, hey boy, what have you got? Ain't got no pockets, just holes in my socks. He said, let me tell you the secret to life. One bite from my apple, I'll help you survive. Oh Lord, please, I'm down on my knees, in a world of confusion with answers to seek. Hungry and weak with nothing to lose, I'd like to see you spend the day in my shoes. Back in,
and I rest on the bottom in silence content. Oh Lord, please, I'm down on my knees in a world of confusion with answers to seek. Hungry and weak with nothing to lose, I'd like to see you spend a day in my hole. Oh Lord, please, I'm down on my knees in a world of confusion with answers to seek. Hungry and weak with nothing to lose, I'd like to see you spend a day in my hole. Oh Lord, please, I'm down on my knees in a world of confusion with answers to seek. Whoa, hungry and weak with nothing to lose, I'd like to see you spend a day in my shoes.
That one is called Irish Hymn. The Brothers Reed are playing live today on Jefferson Public Radio. They're in concert tonight to celebrate today's release of their brand new record called Caught in a Dream. They're at the Criterion Theater in Medford. They're on stage at 8. The opening act starts at 7 o'clock. It's Winfield's as well as Redwood Sun. Criterion.org is the place to go to find out more information and possibly score some last-minute tickets to that show. Well, since the last time you were here, there have been a couple of milestones in your world, one of which, Phil, you got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I remember in prepping, I think the last time you guys were here, you were talking about a love song that you had written that was about a woman or a girl that you had been in love with since the age of 12.
If it's the song I'm thinking of, it was the song that I wrote to play for her on our wedding day.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I no one heard it until that day that I played it.
And you did play it.
Yeah, and I played it.
Way to go.
Yeah.
The other milestone, well, I don't know if it's a milestone, it's more of a gigantic speed bump, a deer-shaped speed bump.
Yeah.
You guys had a pretty significant collision with a deer.
Yeah, it was a blessing in disguise because we had upgraded to this big 15-passenger van, which was guzzling gas at unforeseen rates for the month or so we had it. And then on our way to actually play Bend Winterfest or Fall Fest, one of the festivals they have there, right around Crater Lake, this deer jumped out. We didn't even see it. It jumped at such the last second. It just felt like we hit a rock. And then Phil,
in the side,
go ahead.
In the side mirror, I saw this deer definitely rolling away. I was like, oh, yeah.
We hit a deer. So our first instinct was to just try to keep going. But after about 200 yards, I was like, we better just check the van. And we pulled over and got out. And it was just spewing transmission fluid. And it crunched the entire front end. And it ended up being totaled because there's all these parts of the van that they can't get anymore. And so they just totaled us out, and we went and bought a van that got much better gas mileage. So it worked out.
15 passengers away, too much for a duo.
Yeah.
Other than, obviously, the deer, any other injuries to report from the incident?
Phil's always injured, but not from that incident.
Yeah, I think it actually helped me grow internally and externally.
So. Yeah.
I'd love to hear another tune. The Brothers Reed, my guests live on Jefferson Public Radio. They are joined here in the studio today on upright bass by TJ Eilers, who also appears on the brand new record, Caught in a Dream. They're in concert tonight at the Criterion Theater. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Brothers Reed take the stage at 8 o'clock to celebrate the release of this record. And for the show, you guys are also going to be joined by Matthew Krimmelman on drums and a cellist as well.
Yep. Yep, Nancy Martin, she's pretty well known around here. Father Craig Martin also plays. And she's been on the last three records for sure. But this will be her second time actually performing with us. And Matt will be up there for the two songs that have drums on the album. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do next for us today?
We'll do this song called Sweeping in the Kitchen. It's the opener for the new album.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
I'm just a troubled lad. You don't want no part of that. Waking life ain't what I choose. I prefer hidden snooze. Ooh. My tiny brain, it can't contain all the things I wish I was. Wish I may, I wish I might. Wish upon the star tonight, but no. There's a cloud-covered sky. Like sweeping in the kitchen with your fans going strong. Like watering the plants that are all dead and gone. Like walking in the dark with your flashlight on. Some things that I do, I'm doing them wrong. I wanna be a little crazy like Vincent Gogh in the fields of northern France, on heavily obsessed painting crows till my heart explodes. And I wanna be a physicist and theorize why we exist, instead of always getting pissed and throwing fists at God or whatever is listening. Like sweeping in the kitchen with your fans going strong. Like watering the plants that are all dead and gone. Like walking in the dark with your flashlight off. Some things that I do, I'm doing them wrong. I never wanna be the guy who's always breaking promises. Promises should always remain. I promise that I'll never leave, I'll never lie, I'll never cheat. Shoot, I just did it again. Oh, oh. Carefully I'm listening to what my heart says to me. Then my mind disagrees and my body takes the beating all alone. Silently. Like sweeping in the kitchen with your fans going strong. Like watering the plants that are all dead and gone. Like walking in the dark with your flashlight off. Some things that I do, I'm doing them wrong.
That is called Sweeping in the Kitchen. The Brothers Reed playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Well, Phil, I mentioned your wedding. There was a bit of a conflict, an unfortunate conflict for the Brothers Reed, due to that wedding, in that you guys had actually been in conversations to potentially be on the show Real Country.
Yes.
Yep.
Which would have been a pretty cool thing.
Don't think it would have hurt anything.
And it just didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't. No, we chose, I chose to go to my wedding on time instead.
At all. Yeah. There probably wouldn't have been a wedding had we made a different decision, but that's something I didn't, we didn't even contemplate like we could have done anything else. The most we tried to do is see if they would be willing to alter the filming schedule by, you know, a few days. And
you can guess what they said.
They said, nope.
Did you guys submit to them or did someone reach out and find you?
They reached out to us. The casting directors did. Yeah.
That in and of itself is probably pretty good news for the Brothers Reed.
Yeah. It was kind of like, oh, well, we know we're on somebody's radar, you know,
yeah,
if that's
pretty
happening.
Exciting.
Yeah. And it was after about a week, because when they initially reached out to us, they said, hey, you're being considered. Would this be something you'd even think would be a possibility that you'd want to do? And we were like, of course. And they're like, well, it has to make it up through certain network ranks before we're going to decide. And then we told them about the issue with the wedding right off the bat, because they said the filming schedule was August and September, but we were going to see how it played out before we were like, well, no, don't even consider us. But then when he came back with, hey, we need you guys in Nashville next week, and then we'll need you in Nashville, and in August through September, whatever it was, I was just like, okay, well, let me talk to Phil. We got to talk about it before. And then it was just like, yeah, we can't do that because so many people were so invested in it with plane tickets bought, hotels, deposits paid. And it's your wedding. And like how much, I don't know. It's
Turns out our fan base really respected the decision we made. So yeah. It did some good things for us after all.
Yeah.
There'll be another television show.
Yeah. Maybe. Right. Yeah, that'd be cool.
One thing that you guys have talked about over the course of the last couple of records is the increased knowledge and skill level of your production skills, in addition to just performing and writing music. But you've had a pretty big hand in producing the records.
Yeah. We've pretty much done everything. I think the biggest thing that's happened is like our gear collection has just increased and increased and increased. So the better stuff you have to work with, the better sound you're going to get. And then we learned through trial and error, overthinking production is really not the way to go. And it's like once it's there, just walk away from it and focus on the performance. And this time we did go outside for mastering. We had it done by a guy in LA who's got some pretty good credits to his name. So, and it was cool. It worked out.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys are here to debut some new songs from this brand new record. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The new album is called Caught in a Dream. It's out today. TheBrothersReed.com is the place to go online for information. Phil, you have set the guitar down. TJ set his bass down. What does that mean for the final song today?
We're going to have Aaron play this one by himself now. It's called Smith River. It's about a dream that he had.
Heading down the road from the I-5 to the coast, where the Smith River Canyon winds. Around Patrick's Creek, landslide came on me, and I went flying over the side. While I did my best to look around, took in my final sight and sound, I knew surely I'd die. Then the good Lord came to me and sat down in the shotgun seat, said, I think it's time we talked for a while. How have I come to arrive here anyway? Am I in a dream or am I awake? I don't remember calling your name. Well, I heard you got scars won't heal, things you think you need to feel to be satisfied with your life. Well, I got some buds and a wife I love, a nice guitar and a couple pups. Why can't I shut off my mind? Well, you drink too much and you think too much. Try not to focus your mind on the things that you don't have when your life ain't that old bad. But it seems you may run out of time. How have I come to arrive here anyway? Am I in a dream or am I awake? I don't remember calling your name, but you came anyway. God said, son, I'm not the one who can change your life. No, that's on you, you know it's true. The only thing that I can do is give you some more time. I awoke, safe in bed. I could not believe I was alive. And I'm so thankful for the life I have and everyone I share it with. I just lay down inside as the water rushed in. Cleanse my head. In a stream between fate and belief, I found myself again. As the water rushed in, cleanse my head. In a stream between fate and belief, I found myself again. In the bluest dream between fate and belief, I found myself.
That is called Smith River. Aaron Reed playing that one from the Brothers Reed. Philip Reed, Aaron Reed, along with TJ Eilers in the studio today. Their new record is out today. It's called Caught in a Dream. You can find information at thebrothersreed.com. Phil, Aaron, TJ, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you again.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us, Eric.